I actually visit, not just, I start off on Federal Street, right across the 6th Street Bridge from downtown, and we go into the neighborhoods of Perrysville, we go to Manchester, we go up to Troy Hill, and even down to Spring Garden. There was a small Nickelodeon that probably no one ever heard of, on Spring Garden Avenue. And then I kind of visit the theaters of Brighton Road, all around the area of the North Side and out. I talk wow. about the theaters, what used to be, what they look like, and actually what they became of. And of course, unfortunately, there are no more theaters on the North Side, no more movie theaters.
Yeah, they're all gone. The Garden Theater has been restored, but not as a movie theater. I'm curious, this question is a little bit out of left field, but theaters used to have games sometimes played before the movies, like the equivalent of a bingo game or a way to earn prizes before the show. Did any of that happen in the North Side theaters that you can recall?
Well, actually it did. One of the photographs that I use in the presentation on Monday night is the marquee of the Perry Theater, which sat up on Perrysville Avenue, kind of at the intersection of East Street and Baytree Street. And the marquee, as you can see in the picture, advertised bingo night and game night and dish night.
Yes.
People would go and sit in their seats. They would play bingo instead of winning money. They would win like cups and saucers, salad plates, dinner plates, all things to draw people into the theater.
I don't know if you know the radio humorist Gene Shepherd, and calling him a radio humorist is really narrowing his talent. But he tells a story about, I think it was called Screeno, and how you could win the dishes. And it's a really funny homage to that era of movies.
It's a Screeno instead of bingo.
Instead of bingo.
That is funny.
But he talks about that.
Something that I would like to bring up, the Garden Theater, of course, was my neighborhood theater, and all the kids from my neighborhood would spend Saturdays and Sundays there. But the Garden Theater had a beautiful box office. It was, as you, in the outer lobby or on the outside of the theater, it was made of polychrome wood, and it actually was there from the day it opened in 1913. And later on, believe it or not, that box office was moved to what used to be the old post office that became the old post office museum. You would actually buy your ticket to get into the museum, and you went to the box office that used to sit in front of the Garden Theater. Now, I don't know if that's there anymore, to be honest with you, but that piece of architecture, that ticket booth from the Garden Theater, actually still was on the north side, and I don't know if it's still there.
Interesting, because the building that has now been adjacent and connected to our building is the old Allegheny Post Office.
Correct, and that's where it was at.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Interesting to see whatever happened to it.
That has me wondering a little bit. So you ended up publishing Where the Movies Played in Downtown Pittsburgh, which is a tribute to the theaters that you'll be talking about at the presentation coming up. And it's January 10th, Monday night, 7 to 7:45, and you can register at doorsopenpgh.org. And I think it'll be a lot of fun for people to come and see and listen to what you have to say. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about it?
Well, I would like to say that even though I no longer live in Pittsburgh, my memories of the North Side where I grew up, and my memories of the Garden Theater, which was actually the first theater that I ever went to in 1955. I was 4 years old. My sister took me there to see the movie Lady and the Tramp. Those memories are really burned into my mind, and they'll never fade. So I'm looking forward to sharing the information about the theaters that once stood on the old North Side, because unfortunately, they're kind of gone with the wind.
Yeah, they sure are. You know, Linda, just for the, she grew up in Lawrenceville, where the Arsenal Theater ruled the day, and their game was called Lucky. Their game to win things. It was the equivalent of bingo, but it was called Lucky, L-U-C-K-Y. So people have memories of that. Well, here's to a good presentation. I hope you see a lot of our listeners stopping in to learn more about what is your memories. I'm glad you're sharing them. You can learn more at the website doorsopenpgh.org. And if you get back to visit, it would be great to see you. We'd always love to chat with you some more. Thanks for being with us.
I plan to come back in the summer, and I would definitely like to stop in and say hello and, again, reminisce about the old days on the north side. Thank you again.
Our pleasure. That's Jim Kastner. Theaters of the Old North Side being presented this coming Monday, January 10th, 7 to 7:45. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, SLBRadio.org/radio, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
It used to seem to me that my life ran on too fast, and I had to take it slowly just to make the good parts last. But when you're born to run, it's so hard to slow down. So don't be surprised to see me back in the bright part of town. I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors are closed one time, will open up again. I'll be back in the high life again. All the eyes that watched me once, smile and take me in. And I'll drink and dance with one hand free, let the world back into me. Oh, I'll be a sight to see. easily, it will be a sight to see. Back in the
Jones and the Night Drivers at the Saturday Light Brigade.
You know, just as the sailors used to sing that old Shenandoah song while they were hauling on the ropes of the cowboys used to sing songs while they were working too, maybe trying to put the cows all to sleep, and they'd ride around them, and the cows might be restless. Maybe there'd be a thunder and lightning storm a few miles away. The cowboy didn't want them to stampede, so he'd sing him a song. And his little horse would just clip-clop around. Oh, say, little doggies, why don't you slow down? You wandered and trampled all
over. Oh, the sound hound is here for his first appearance.
Graze, little doggies, and graze kind of slow. Don't be forever on the go.
2022.
Move slow, little doggies, move slow. And his horse would just keep clip-clopping around the cows, keeping them quiet. Now, of course, you know, we don't find those work songs much nowadays. I guess the cowboys...
Hey, Ed, we're going to give you a chance to work to see if you can solve the sound hound puzzle today. In a moment, the sound hound will present a sound for you to identify.
Come on, doves. Come on, hey,
and we'll
dogs,
see if you're dogs, able to dogs, do so.
Dogs. One dogs, two dogs, come on, dogs, there's a third dog. Hey, dogs.
Headliner dogs, joins you in supporting dogs, SLB Radio dogs, and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Janice Ian coming up in a moment from her brand new album called The Light at the end of the line.
Hey, dogs, come on, dogs.
Right now it's time to see if you... can solve this morning's sound hound puzzle. Let me see if I can get the sound out of the sound hound's mouth here. Easy boy. Got it. We know it's cold, but stay hydrated, or hydrated, or hydrated as best as you can. Here is the sound found by the sound hound today. Can you identify what this is the sound of? 412-200-5975 again. 412-200-5975. Good luck. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234.
They're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive? Living out our lives, and I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine.
or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin? They are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. Skin just covers who I am. And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I wanna rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars, hieroglyphs that tell the tale. You can read them in the dark through your fingertips like braille. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here.
Janice Ian at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Tommy already got the correct answer. Well done, Tommy. I'm glad that this is a solvable puzzle. John and Carrick thought it might be a flushing sound. Caden is listening out in eastern Pennsylvania, and he thinks it sounds like a rattle. It does sound like a rattle. But there's a little bit more to it than that, and we'll have the sound hound play the sound again. That last part of it is probably the most important. Brian thought it might be a fire starter, but it's not that. John and Carrick, I mentioned his guess earlier today, and Christopher in Monroeville thought it might be wrapping paper. I hear that. 412-200-5975. If you would like to take a guess, you can also reach us at 1-888-7-527-234. This is Rhiannon Giddens.
Mama, dear mama, look in yonder tree. See that pretty little sparrow looking back at me. She can soar above the clouds, way up in the sky. She can fly away from here. Why can't I? Daughter, remember Granny Liza? Well, every night she flew. They tried to keep her down, but there was nothing they could do. She could fly, she could fly. She could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. She could fly across the river, the spirit in her hand. searching for the promised land. Mama, took a mama by the hand. They rose up in the air. They held each other tight, and then they flew away from there. They held each other tight, and then they flew away from there. They could fly. They could fly. They could slip. Always searching for the promised land.
Rhiannon Giddens at the Saturday Light Brigade. From the album Freedom Highway, the song We Could Fly. In just a minute or two, we're going to be talking with Jessica Gaynell Moss. About a discussion coming up at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. Joy Tujours is here, too. Children's book author, musician, actor, raconteur. It's nice to have him in the studio with us. He'll be with us in a moment. Meanwhile, the Sound Hound is stumping a lot of people. Let's see if we can get the Sound Hound to come forward and offer the sound again. Here it is. And we've had a lot of guesses that have been really close so far. Jim thinks it might be the tone arm of a record player. As the arm pulls across the record, it's not that. And good morning to Drew, who thinks it might be the lid of a soda cup full of ice popping off. You're very, very close. Mrs. Pudge in Lamartine, Pennsylvania, says it sounds like opening a champagne bottle. Opening is definitely part of what this is. Ty in Squirrel Hill says opening a can of nuts. Very, very close. Mr. Pudge says it's the sound of, or the sound hound is chewing paper and swallowing. Not quite. Annie also guessed a can of nuts. Tommy got the correct answer. John had a guess of flushing. Caden talked about a rattle popping open. Christopher thought it might be wrapping paper. Bill in Homer City thought it might be saran wrap. Fred in Crescent says it's dispensing ice into a glass. It does have a sound like that. Linda says opening a bag of potato chips or wrapping paper or taping a bow. Here it is again. I think it's that very last part of the sound that perhaps gives you the best clue. Not a coffee can. Good guess from John and Carrick. I can tell Ricky got somebody who's very close based on the expression of her face. If I could encapsulate this for you, I would. Jim in Crafton Heights says it's opening a can of Pringles. Not that. Bill also had opening a can of coffee. Well, I think we will take one or two more guesses. 412-200-5975. Not bedtime. We'll take one or two. Or we could in the morning. 412-200-5975. Here again is the probably the most important part of the sound. Another Pringle can guess from Jim. I have encapsulated, or yes, encapsulated all of the guesses. You can take one guess or two guesses and then call us in the morning. Did you figure it out? It is the sound of a pill bottle, like an aspirin bottle, being opened up. And Beth got the correct answer. Good morning, Beth. She got the correct answer seconds before I revealed it. Thank you, Soundhound. Welcome back. Thank you for providing a good puzzle this morning. And it's cold out there. Let's make sure you keep your strength up with a little Soundhound chow. Easy boy. And now, as the Soundhound fades away, let's welcome Jessica Ganell Moss, who is here with us. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. I hope you're well.
I am. Tell us what's going to be happening at the August Wilson Center. You have a virtual discussion taking place, right?
I do. I'm an artist, and I currently have an exhibition on display at the August Wilson Center that will close on January 22nd. And a part of the exhibition includes a robust program of discussions with Black leaders, scholars, artists, curators from around the world. And so I'm really excited that next Friday, which is the 14th of January at 5 p.m., I'm going to be in discussion with Danny Dunson, art historian, advisor, curator, and writer who's currently the director of curatorial services for the DuSable Museum of African American History, as well as Imo Osor, who's a Brooklyn-based participatory designer, social entrepreneur, and commissioned mixed media artist. She's also the co-founder of Black Space, where she's now the co-managing director, as well as Celeste C. Smith, who is a senior program officer in arts and culture for the Pittsburgh Foundation and co-founder of One Hood Media, where she works to advance racial justice. And I'll be speaking with the three of them specifically about growth and development as it relates to arts and culture. And I'm very excited.
It is exciting. And this is January 14th at 5 o'clock. It's virtual, which will make it easy to be a part of. And what are some of the issues that you think are likely to come up as you discuss things?
Thank you for this question. It's always a point of curiosity. You know, you put together the recipe and you hope that the meal turns out delicious. They're really excited because this is a group of people that come from such a diverse background. Danny is coming to us as a curator, Emma is coming to us as a community engagement leader, and Celeste is coming to us as someone who works within philanthropy. And so I think that they will all approach this concept of growth and development in incredibly different ways. I anticipate maybe Danny will talk about the growth and development of his career, finally reaching this point of curator of one of our nation's most coveted historical Black contemporary art sites. I'm sure Emma might approach it as thinking about ways to secure development for many of her projects as an artist and as a community member. And maybe Celeste will spend some time speaking to us about her work in philanthropy, thinking a lot about supporting arts and culture and the development of different organizations and groups that she works with.
What I really like is the fact that you're being somewhat speculative about everything, as well you should be, because events like this are fun because they're going to take shape and form based on who attends and the issues of the day. It's live and unrehearsed, so if you take part in this, you're going to help shape the discussion itself, and it's very accessible. It's a good opportunity to put your actions where your words are if you've been looking to get more involved in the community or understand new perspectives that you may not be familiar with. Growth Plus Development, featuring Danny Dunson, Emma Osor, Celeste Smith, and Jessica Ganell Moss. The exhibit is through the end of January, but this special evening is Friday, January 14th. You can take part in it, and you can register at aacc, African American Cultural Center, AWC, August Wilson Center, .org. Anything else that you would like to mention? I'm so glad we're able to talk about the event.
I really appreciate it. We hope to have a well-attended event. And to your point, the more questions and points of experience that come in from our audience always really help to form a really complex discussion. And so I will invite everyone who's listening to attend. It's so easy via Zoom. Your cameras are off if you choose to be. but we just love to have you in our shared space. There's one more program that will end the series on January 21st that will feature Mikel Iwana, who's a Pittsburgh-based artist, as well as Shani Peters, who is a multidisciplinary artist in New Orleans. And that will complete our full series, which at this point has been about six discussions. And so I've just been along for the journey, and it's been so fun and engaging, and I've learned so much. And I invite you to learn with me.
Great.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for being with us, and good luck for a great program on January 14th. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. Enjoy Toujours in a moment. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Pardon me, stranger, I hope there's no danger. You think I'm getting off of my range? Oh, but I calculate you're from my state. And though it may sound strange, I allow it's how you're from Texas. You talk a lingo I understand. I bet my kale that you hail from Texas, 'cause there's no mistake in brand. You've got a smile like an acre of sunflowers, and your eyes are a blue body blue. Shake hands, it's granule from Texas, 'cause I'm from Texas too.
Saturday Light Brigade, that was Asleep at the wheel. I've got a few additional correct answers to acknowledge. John and Marjorie are in Harrisville, Pennsylvania. They guessed opening a bottle of vitamins, which is absolutely fine, as the correct answer for our Soundhound puzzle. Bill was among the people in Homer City guessing opening a can of coffee. And Carla, out in McMurray, says it sounded a little bit like her dog tearing open a pouch of food, and she's so happy that the Sound Hound is back once again, and we're happy that you're happy that the Sound Hound is back. Speaking of happy, thank you if you were one of the 361 people, including 73 first-time donors, contributing a record-setting $46,701 during our year-end campaign. If you missed the opportunity, you can make a donation anytime online at slbradio.org/donate or by calling 412-200-5975. So, I say this a lot, that there are a lot of people throughout the country, sometimes folks who at one time lived in Pittsburgh or who just travel the country as musicians or other performers, who know that there's a place here when they happen to be coming in. And one such person is, frankly, one of the most creative and multi-talented people I've met. I've always enjoyed spending time with Joy Toujours, and he's in. He moved. He moved to the other LA, not LA Quipa in Beaver, but the real, the one called Los Angeles. So we'll catch up with him a little bit. He's got his guitar here. We'll listen to a song. Please join me in welcoming Joy Toujours.
Wind and lightning.
that's one way to raise the temperature a little bit on a morning like this, Joy, to yours here. It's good to see you. What have you been up to?
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to see you as well. I've been traveling a lot since I left Pittsburgh a couple years ago when COVID shut down the service industry that I was a part of. And I've been traveling and working on a lot of kids-based projects. I have a little YouTube video thing called Joy Songs that I do just make free lessons for kids, like teaching songs about, like, I don't know, I think the last one I did was what the colors of the rainbows were or whatever, you know? And then I most recently made an app for kids to expose them to new things. So the app's really easy. You just press one button, and it takes you to, like, a short introductory video on how to make shadow puppets with your hands or how to do different art or music or whatever.
And, is it random? It'll take you kind of on a journey.
It's random, but I've already pre-selected the videos it picks from. So it's random. It's, you know, the goal is to teach you something new, like how to do makeup or how to play trumpet, something sort of random, or how to snowboard,
so,
who knows?
Yeah, so you'll approach it if you're a kid or an adult. You'll approach it. So many people, you know, I want to learn how to play the trumpet. I want to look for a video.
If you don't know what you want to learn, it's fun to just push the button and see what happens, and it might just teach you something new.
Yeah, we've changed our definition of browsing. We now browse for what we're looking for. We browse for the purpose as opposed to just browsing to discover something. Mm-hmm. So that's a great idea to do that. Tell me about the song you just did.
It's called Ha Ha Hysteria. I just recorded it out in 4th Street Recordings in Santa Monica with a great producer out there named Seho, who actually just worked with Weezer before me. So that was really cool, working in the same studio as them. And it's basically a traditional love song because I feel like a lot of my songs have a little bit of a dark edge. And when I noticed that, I was trying to specifically just write a 100% positive love song. So that was my goal, and I'm very happy with it.
There's a lot of sad songs there. Joy brought me something I haven't seen in years, which is a flexi. Do you remember flexis? They were records printed on, I don't want to hurt it, but this plastic, I mean, you could bend this, you could mail it easily, you could put it on the back of a cereal box. It's this flimsy vinyl, and these used to show up inside of magazines and other things, and it's probably a limited edition, you were saying? There aren't too many
of
these?
Yeah, I just made a couple hundred to give out, sort of like, you know. They're not meant to last. In fact, if you play it too much, it's going to wear a hole in it, you know. So
yeah, it's a special thing. They should make, you know, special cabinetry that you keep your flexi in under the perfect conditions.
I think you'll see them make a comeback. They're, you know, with records are coming back, and I think flexis are cool too.
I think so. I think people crave things they can hold and touch and enjoy. I want to talk to you a little bit more about what you're up to, but you're poised to play another song.
Whatever you want. I love talking. I love playing.
Let's catch another song.
I did have a cover song I wanted to do. I thought it might be good. There's a verse in here written about Pittsburgh by a friend of mine named Rachel Weber. The song originally was written by who I consider the best guitarist that ever lived, Elizabeth Cotton. She started it all.
Train.
Version of that song, and
thanks. Like, my family passed that down. My grandma gave it to my dad. My dad gave it to me.
Wow. Did you ever play with your dad?
He taught me the D chord before he left.
that answers that question.
You know. He taught me Freight Train a little while later on in life.
So, I know you've been pursuing acting, among other things, and we were talking off the air that you were set to be in a film that has slowed down a little bit out there due to COVID.
Yeah, I picked up acting mainly for work, less for like an art form, and it was pretty easy to get into and pretty fun. I like, it's really good for my ADHD because the job's always changing. You know, it's always new people that you're working with, new lines, a new place to be in. So it's really good for my attention to always be changing. And it was really fun. I picked up pretty good after COVID started to slow down. But now that it's back again, yeah, I had work lined up for the next 3 months and some of my favorite roles yet. And, you know, two roles that were like, you know, for me, they were big.
Yeah.
You know, they were small gigs, but they were the lead roles, and I was real excited, and they got canceled, so.
But you'll cope.
It'll come back. Good. But I've been working on, like, you know, learning to flow better with the waves, and I think we could all use a little bit more of that after this past couple of years, just letting ourselves ride the waves a little bit more, you know.
Absolutely. Now, you said something that, it surprises me. I'm sure it surprises a lot of people that it wasn't real hard to get into the acting scene and to find work.
So I guess, I mean, you know, I'm talking about background acting. I'm sure a lot of people, when they think about their goals of acting, they want to be the lead. I just wanted to be part of stuff. I just got done with a movie. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but just working on a movie about Quasimodo, you know,
yeah.
So it was really fun. It was in the French 1400s. They had me be a blacksmith, which was really funny because I used to be a blacksmith here in Pittsburgh at Iron Eden down the hollow. And what was really funny was that Hollywood paid me twice as much to pretend to be a blacksmith than Pittsburgh did to actually be a blacksmith. So I thought that was funny.
There's a song in there somewhere. But no, yeah. you're embracing or exhibiting the saying about how, I forget how it goes, but 99% of life is showing up, you know, and being present. To do that sort of thing, because that's really sometimes the hardest thing is to just get out there and do it.
Totally is. Yeah. And there's definitely with the acting, I feel like there's definitely a privilege aspect of it where I have the freedom right now in life to not be working for a couple weeks while I wait for work to pick up or whatever, you know. And so I definitely have that privilege right now of allowing myself the time to wait for a good gig, you know, so that's
Has it been hard to adjust to anything out west? I know it's been a couple of years.
You know, the sunshine is hard to live with sometime.
Too much sunshine.
Too much sunshine. Too much sun.
Joy, We mentioned the app earlier. There's also a children's book, which looks beautiful.
Me and my daughter's mother wrote a book a long time ago, and we just had it illustrated by a great local artist named Sean Martin. Just right before COVID, it actually got printed, like, officially, and, you know, I was starting to actually tour around and drop it off at bookstores around the country, but then things got shut down, and it's been picking up a little bit. It's called A Frog's Tale, and it's a story about how frogs may have originally been dragons and then changed, over time.
It looks beautiful, and it's available at the big rocket company that has a bookstore division where you can download it or buy it at local bookstores, but it's out there for you to take a look at. We're going to have time for one more song, but I want to be sure we talk a little bit more, mention anything that you'd like to mention. We link to your website. You can also simply search on Joy. You know how to spell that. Toujours. Joy, Toujours. One of my best memories of Joy, I'm sure you remember this, is playing fiddle with an electric drill. Using the
I still do, yeah.
Do you? Do you still do that? Using the bitless chuck make the strings vibrate.
You know where I figured that out was the Bayernhof Museum, which is, have you been there?
Locally? I have, yeah.
I mean, best museum, one of the best ones I've been to in the world.
All these mechanical musical instruments.
Incredible. And so the original jukeboxes were actually played instruments. So they had a violin there. And you picked one of the three songs, and this little drill bit came out and played the violin. And I was like, I ran home, pulled out a power drill. I was like, and for anyone listening at home, do not do this with your parents' violin, please.
No, nor their drill.
But, nor their drill.
Some of the merry-go-rounds still have that going on now and then.
That's so cool. But that museum's incredible, and anyone should definitely try to make it a chance to go there, because that's a great museum.
Are you playing anywhere local? Well, I guess we're not gathering much right now.
I just had a show. I'm actually leaving for Savannah, Georgia today. I had a show down there. It just got canceled, but I'm going to go anyhow.
Have you been there?
I have not been
to
Savannah.
Beautiful.
I'm
place.
So excited. One of my old musician friends, Emily, who was in here with us at one point.
Yeah.
She is down there now, and me and my friend are going to go down there. And I just got rid of a bunch of stuff, and in there was a full theater equipment. So we're taking her down to projector speakers. We're taking her down a whole lighting system, like, to help, because she has a theater down there. So.
Oh, that's great. Savannah's beautiful. It's,
I'm excited to explore it.
Worth walking around. Well, we're going to hear one more song from Joy. I'm going to thank him in advance for being here. It's really great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're always welcome. And what do you want to finish up with?
So this, my adult music, let's say, is under the name Dusty Joy. It's a little bit easier to search for, because sometimes people get confused with the Toujours. So Dusty Joy, this is Asteroids and Aliens. And it's about, not the best thing happening, but making the best of it, like having a very beautiful picnic while the asteroids and aliens come down. Can have us one last day. Fine. find ourselves a perfect view and write my final words to you and fade into the dust. Fall into the blackest hole with you.
Dusty Joy, there, also known as Joy to George. Joy, thank you for being here. Thanks for the flexi.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to keep this under special hermetically sealed conditions. Thanks. Now, we have a lot of birthdays. Our own Alexis Thompson, happy birthday, Alexis, associate producer. Today is the day. Bill of Stanton Heights from Wife Martha, also Jamie of Penn Hills, Allie of Cecil, and Jennifer. Tomorrow, we have Alexandra of Gibsonia, Anne, Abby of Squirrel Hill, Jade of Hazelwood, and Bill from Candace. On Monday, we have Joyce from Margo, Ken of Mars from the Scott family, Scott and Paul. Happy birthday to the twins. And to Devin of Sewickley. Slim Forsyth celebrates on January 11th, as do father and son, Michael and Anthony of Natrona Heights. On the 12th, we have Isabella from your family, Ed of Cranberry, Lynn from Jenny, Mary from Bob and Betty and Shannon and Dominicchio and Maria and the whole family. Rosalie of Oakland from your family. Mary Louisa of Evans City. Helena from your family. Callie of Weirton. And a happy anniversary to Dan and Jean of Clarion on Thursday. Julie. Happy birthday to you, Julie of Canfield from Ricky and me and your family. Jameson of Knox. Will of Butler, twins Eamon and Leora from Galadriel, and Adam and Ariliana, and Abigail and Elsa and Isabella. Alex from Ralph and Carla, also on the 13th, and Alicia of McCandless from Dad and David and Mom Celestina, Big Brother David, and Little Sister Camille. Finally, on the 14th, Alondra of the Southside. Kiara from Mike and Amy and John, Lillian of Upper St. Clair from Mom and Dad and Sarah, and Jane, happy birthday to you on January 14th. Also, Natalie, are you listening? Did you know that your Uncle Jeff loves you and he told us that you are graduating from Buffalo State Nursing School? And we'll have a song just for you coming up in a little bit. Please send your birthday information to us. It'll be our pleasure to announce your birthday the Saturday of or before its occurrence, anniversaries too. And we will also send an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card if you include the person's address. Our address is slb at slbradio.org, or go to slbradio.org/birthdays to add as many names as you would like. Broadcasting live, happy birthday, Alexis, Mike writes. Thank you, Mike. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, loudspeaker.fm, RadioPhoenix.org, and PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh.
Eu comprei carro que demais. Tudo que se pensa, ele faz. Eu acho tão bonito, mas dizem que é esquisito. Na partida já sai de marcha ré. Embaixo tem um furo pra frear com o pé. E quando eu tento outra direção, o motor esquenta e tem explosão. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete enrascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete enrascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Em vez de farol, tem lamparina. Tem um apito no lugar da buzina. Falta uma porta e o capô. Tinha um estepe, mas alguém levou. Por isso o meu carro é demais. Se não vai pra frente, vai pra trás. Pra mim faz tudo o que puder, mas só vou aonde ele quiser. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete enrascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete enrascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Thank you.